Hello, my name is Lollipop VP, and today I'm going to be recording a script titled Ripe Hype Skype. This script was written by Santa Fest Super Chief. I hope I said that right. This script was given to me directly for a request that I had put out a while ago, so I hope you enjoy, and thank you again for the script. Hello? I think I'm having some technical... No, wait. There you are! Hello! sorry. I've never had a Skype interview before. Can you see me all right? Okay, great! I can see you too! Wow! What a view! You never get tired of that, I'll bet. Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for this opportunity. I've always wanted to work in the city, and I was waiting for the right position. I didn't want to just plunge into it, you know? Excuse me? Am I really... me? Why would you ask that? My photo is on my LinkedIn bio, and it's obvious... Yes? The information is correct. Graduated in 2015, working ever since. So, am I understanding correctly that my voice is preventing this interview from going any further? Because it didn't prevent me from graduating summa, earning valedictorian, or delivering my goddamn speech! It didn't... No! You listen! It didn't prevent me from becoming district manager or attaining a Six Sigma green belt! Did it? Did it? But you know that, Mr. Six. You would have vetted me pretty completely before agreeing to this interview. So, did you know about my voice? Or did you just want to hear it for yourself? Did some other big shot asshole tell you I sound like a widdle bitty fuck doll? Huh? No response for that? Do I look like a fuck doll, Mr. Six? Did I stutter? Did I spend $1,400 on this outfit to be belittled? Hardly. And yet, here I am, wasting my valuable time, not to mention yours. And, of course I want this position! Why would I still be here if not? I don't want your platitudes or fuck concerns. No. It's not some millennial thing. You underestimate me. Yes, it does. Just about all the time, Mr. Six. All the goddamn time! What do? I get up in the morning and I fucking slay. Yeah, you did. I know you did, because you're still watching me. But here I am, all worked up, and it's stuffy. Do you mind if I remove my jacket? Good. The last thing I need is pit stains before I get the job. I figured I can sweat plenty for you. And my paycheck when I get hired. Don't worry. I'm wearing a bra. It matches the blouse, of course. Oh, are you an extra button kind of boss? I hope your office door is closed. You may want to slip in some earbuds, too. I just may... No, wait, Mr. Six. I'm sorry. I took it too far. I know you like to play poker. I read some of your social posts. I guess... I've left a little too hard. I really want this job. I'll put the jacket back on. Okay? So, I can whisper and yell? Both? Just for your ears only, boss? Oh. But I think I do. I think I have the inside track to make you move me to the top of the list. I can start with these scandalous panties. Just let me hike up a little bit. Do you like them? I love the way you can make out my sexy little bush through the lacy part. I wish you could see me take them off, but I'm going to do it sitting down. You're probably cranking your neck to look down past the top of my desk. Silly man. Nasty man. I like that. I don't know if I'm wet, Mr. Six. Yes, sir. I am, Mr. Six. Wet. I'm actually a little wetter than I thought. Well, I may have edged a bit before logging on to bring a little color to my cheeks. Yes, I bet you could, now that you know I'm naughty. Well, will you be the one to punish me when I do bad things? We wouldn't have to get HR involved, would we? Unless she's sexy. Then you can take turns punishing me. Yes, I'm touching myself. No, you can't watch. Not yet. Yes. I want to see your cock. It's really making those pants snag, isn't it? Slower. Don't show me just yet. Slide your hand inside your pants and stroke it. Take your penis out of your underwear, but keep it in your pants. I want to see the outline. I want to see the tiniest stain of your pre-cum on your pants. I'll bet you didn't expect to hear pre-cum in this voice, did you? No, not yet. Yes, I am. Here, look. See how shiny my fingers are? So sweet. In a few seconds, you're going to lay your lovely prick on your desk so I can stare at it. Here, I'll give you a sneak peek of my boobies to make it extra stiff. Just a few buttons. There. Wouldn't you love to lick and taste that skin? Mm-mm. No nipples yet, silly. That's for later, when I'm hired. Yes, I want the job. Yes, I want your cock. Show me what I want. Yes. you think you can fuck the squeaks out of me with that big rod, don't you? Squeeze out a drop of pre-cum for me, Mr. Six. Yes, just like that. Just like that. Yes, I'm getting close. Are you? No. It's not nice to tell a fib. It's too hard to be anything but close. If I thought really, really hard, I might imagine you had looked at my social history and you had yourself a bit of fun time. I have a lot of bikini photos, don't I? Not too slow, boss. Why deprive yourself of the pleasure? I mean, it's... Oh, fuck. I'm getting so fucking close. It's not like you won't have the chance to stretch me out with that cock as soon as I walk into your office on day one. I just dropped my phone.